From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tributes are pouring in from across the country for two slain journalists gunned down live on air yesterday while field reporting in southwestern Virginia. WDBJ 7 reporter Allison Parker was 24 years old and cameraman Adam Ward was 27. The interviewee is recovering from her injuries. At a press conference a short time ago, WDBJ News Director Kelly Zuber said the station has decided to keep its live teams grounded for the time being out of an abundance of caution.
We'll evaluate that as we go, and we'll also consult with our staff and see what their comfort level is with this. Law enforcement has actually reached out to us and said, you know, hey, if you're doing a live shot somewhere, let us know.
Investigators are still piecing together details about the last 2 years since the gunman, Vester Flanagan, was fired from WDBJ for what the station manager called performance issues and continued problems with staff. The case is also fueling outcry for tougher gun laws, including from Parker's father, Andy Parker.
The politicians have got to stand up to the NRA and close some of these loopholes so that crazy people don't get guns.
Robbie Harris of member station WVTF says the shooting is giving new urgency to a campaign for mandatory background checks.
8 years ago, Colin Goddard was shot 4 times in the massacre at Virginia Tech. Today, he's senior policy advocate for Every Town for Gun Safety, a group formed after the elementary school shootings in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, 3 years ago.
We cannot continues to just watch these things happen.
Goddard's group is calling on legislators to support mandatory background checks. The goal, he says, is not to ban guns, but to battle the deadly combination of a person with dangerous intent and a loaded gun. According to federal officials, the Virginia TV crew shooter, Vester Flanagan, passed the background check when he bought his gun. For NPR News, I'm Robbie Harris in Blacksburg, Virginia.
But some say new laws are not the solution. Presidential candidate Chris Christie is the latest prominent Republican to argue that the nation needs to focus more on mental health resources and enforce gun restriction laws already on the books. The U.S. economy is posting strong growth, 3.7% in the second quarter. Sarah Johnson, Senior Research Director for Global Economics at IHS, says the economy is still recovering, though.
We still have some hurdles in 2016 from a sluggish global economy and a strong dollar.
The Dow is up 369 points before the close. Smoke rising above some of the wildfires in Washington state is so thick, emergency workers are forced to ground their aircraft. The fires are burning east of the Cascade Range. The amount of smoke being generated is causing respiratory problems for some residents, even those living far from the fire lines. In Spokane County, the air quality is rated as unhealthy. This is NPR News. As nearly a dozen western states struggle to contain large wildfires fueled by drought conditions, officials in California are now reporting that water use in their state fell by more than 31% in July. The governor of California had ordered cities to use 25% less. The state is enduring its 4th year of a drought. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging more parents to vaccinate their children before sending them to school. NPR's Rob Stein reports the CDC says the proportion of parents who seek exemptions from vaccination requirements varies across the country.
According to a new report from the CDC, most parents are getting their kids vaccinated against diseases like measles, mumps, and chickenpox. But the CDC says there are pockets of parents who refuse to get their children vaccinated, citing either medical, religious, or other objections to vaccines. The rate at which parents object ranges widely from state to state. In the new report, the CDC says less than 1% of parents of kindergartners in Mississippi sought exemptions for their kids, compared to more than 6% in Idaho. The CDC cited an outbreak of measles linked to Disneyland in California this summer as an example of what can happen when kids don't get vaccinated. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Today, U.S. stocks continued their recovery from a sharp sell-off before the close. Dow is up more than 2%, 369 points at 16,655. All major market indices were up more than 2%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.